Hi, I'm Laura Carlo with internationally renowned pianist Lang Lang. Welcome to WCRB.
Thank you.
Well, Lang Lang has just released a 2-CD set simply titled Piano Book, 41 tracks that, to me, as someone who started piano lessons at age 6, so many of which seem to chronicle the progression of beloved pieces that my teachers gave me to learn. So why these popular favorites on this CD?
I chose some of my most favorite pieces from piano music since when I was a child, like for Elise, the Mama Radiation by Mozart, and Bach's Prelude Fugue No. 1, and also Debussy Clair de Lune, and also some film music, because I believe we have to inspire the children and also music lovers to take piano lessons and to feel more connected to music. And also, what I want to say is that when I was 4 years old in 1986, I watched Vladimir Horowitz in Moscow, and the most emotional moment was when he started playing the Tremolo by Schumann. Even though he played everything really brilliantly, but I did not really get it because I was 4 years old. But when he started playing Tremolo, I totally feel everything what he's trying to speak to me in the music, of course. And I think those pieces, when we're thinking about, you know, for Elise, or, you know, we often kind of underrated those pieces because you think those are kind of like my neighbor, child, you know, practice, you know. But it's actually, those are great masterful pieces. And I think for me, you know, coming back now at age 36 to the pieces which I love the most as a child, and to bring new ideas and fresh interpretations. And I really hope this will inspire a new generation of music lovers and piano students.
Well, while I can see parents buying this CD to introduce their children to these beautiful pieces that we all grew up with, I'll bet you're going to be inspiring some adults to go back to maybe the piano lessons they abandoned.
Yes, like there are often people I know, like my generation or like older generation, they will say, oh, I had a great dream of being a musician playing piano. And then, you know, somehow when I turned a teenager, I had so much other thing to do. And so I kind of stopped. But, you know, it's never too late to pick it up again and to enjoy. And especially now, you know, when you have a proper job and when you have families already and you have a lot of things to worry about. But in the end of the day or in the beginning of the day, you know, play a music by Bach or by Mozart. It's really refreshing and really reflected.
But on this CD, there are also a few pieces that I and probably most Westerners wouldn't necessarily know. For example, the pieces by Hyewei Hwang, the Merry Shepherd Boy, and the Korean traditional piece, and for that matter, even the Swedish lullaby, Limu Limu Lima.
Yes.
They're really not familiar, but they're such little sparkling gems.
So what we're trying to share is the love of piano globally, because now piano has really become a truly global instrument. And everywhere I go, either from my home country, China, or when I'm in Africa, in Tanzania, or when I'm in Egypt, or India, or Sweden, or Australia, there's always some local, beautiful local folk music. And I always try to learn something when I'm there, because I can, you know, I can enlarge my knowledge of music and in the same time learning something from the local culture. So it's like collecting postcard. And I really love those pieces because I think those pieces has the power to connect to people everywhere.
You know, I love the CD dedication, Lang Lang. You said, I dedicate this album to my wonderful piano students and to all my friends around the world who love piano as much as I do.
Yes. I really hope that, because I now have many students. In America, I have our foundation has supported 40 schools throughout the country and to bring music class back to the public schools. And with the new method, what we call the Keys of Inspiration method. And I think it's a really nice time that we are, you know, teaming up with a very interesting way of teaching, like the high technology, high tech front, and bringing smart pianos into the schools attached to an iPad, you know, to kind of having lessons both with teachers and also with already programmed method. And I think it's nice to give them something really fresh, like what we have on this piano book. And it's actually also going to turn into a book as well. So it's a piano book in music and a piano book in the actual music score.
Can you tell us about the piano book part of this? This is something that I didn't know.
In a piano book, I wrote a lot of personal interpretations, which inspired me the most. And then we have everything which in the CD, in the album, you know, everything is in the book as well, with my personal fingerings and even some pieces with my handwritten note. Of course, it's a copy, but you know, and some of my personal feelings, emotion, and analyzation for the piece. So you will have a version of the physical book as well.
That's very exciting. I don't know that anything like that has been done anytime recently, at least. I can't think of anything
right.
like that.
Yeah, we hope, you know, this will have a nice kind of a package of, you know, for my students and for music lovers.
It's hard to ask a mother who is her favorite child. So I almost hesitate to ask you, but you've done live albums, at least four. You've done studio albums, and now this one taking you back to your musical roots. Is there a favorite?
It's really hard to say. I think this is the most difficult question. It's just like, what is my favorite food? So, I mean, in this moment, certainly this is my favorite because I haven't had a recording for 2 years, more than 2 years, actually. And I'm so glad, you know, to come back with this content and with those pieces. And also because those pieces were my favorite pieces anyway. So I think at this moment, I would say the piano book.
I think it might be up there with mine, too, because I was taken on a journey back to my, as I said, my six-year-old self.
Right.
Learning Fiorellisa and playing it 1,000 times, my poor mother.
I know what happened. I mean, then did you always play or did you stop somewhere? I mean, how was your journey as a pianist?
Well, I wanted to become a concert pianist, but then I thought instead I wanted to become a medical healer and started thinking of college in that way. And then twists and turns, you know, your life path takes you other places. And that's one of the reasons why I marvel at you as a child, 3 years old, 4 years old, knowing that you were going to be a pianist.
I mean, of course, that was all only in a dream, you know. So, and yeah, upon the time when I came to Beijing, or like there's always like a switch, and then sometimes I felt, oh, maybe I will never make it because my teacher said I have no talent, and then later the same thing when I came to state for the first 2 years, I would say, oh my God, there's so many great pianists out there. I may never make it. So in a way, you know, sometimes you're confident and sometimes you're not confident. But one thing you should, you know, I think for me, it worked that I should always practice things and always try to do the best I can. And then somehow career happens, you know, it's just like that. But it's, you know, no one is kind of guaranteed from the very beginning that you will become a pianist. Yeah, it's just a beautiful dream. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And there's also the thought that while, yes, there may be many wonderful pianists, there's only one you.
I mean, everyone is unique in the way, you know. I think everyone become who they are, which is good for the piano world. Is that, you know, because people doesn't need to have, you know, duplicated pianist or like a pianist double. You know, you always want to have a you know, individual artist. Yeah. Mm. So,
well, your performing schedule, Spain, Germany, Los Angeles, all coming up, exhausts me just as I look at it.
Yeah.
How do you do it? What do you have to do to keep yourself in top performing shape?
Yeah, it's already much more reduced than before, actually. So I feel already quite comfortable compared like my older like schedules. So I'm actually very, very excited about those concerts, especially, you know, the ones coming up in Baden-Baden in Germany and in Los Angeles, because I will play first time with the new music director of Berlin Philharmonic, Pachinko. And then I will also do a concert in Los Angeles with my great friend Gustavo Dudamel. So I'm really looking forward to those concerts.
They all sound wonderful. And in the last moments that we have, quick question, what haven't you done yet that you would like to do?
There has been, you know, of course, there will be some great new project. For example, I'm going to record the Goldberg Variation next year. And I will also play this piece like all over the country and different part of the world. So that will be my biggest kind of wish, to play the Goldberg Variation. So, you know, that's going to be the next big thing.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that and with the current piano book. And thank you so much for being with us today, Long Long. And congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you, and happy practicing.